South Africa slams the US and the EU for imposing oil sanctions on Iran without first consulting major importers of Iranian energy supplies. South African Energy Minister Elizabeth Dupuy-Peters says such decisions mostly affect poor countries that badly need energy supplies. She says when such sensitive decisions are made, countries with major stakes need to be engaged seriously. In 2012, the EU and US imposed new sanctions on Iran's oil and financial sectors. The new limitations prevent EU member states from purchasing Iranian oil or extending insurance coverage for tankers carrying Iranian crude. Franklin Lam is an international lawyer with me now live from Beirut. Mr. Lam, welcome to the Top 5. There was a lot of questions since these sanctions were imposed when Iran said they are considered illegal because they're unilateral. And now we're hearing the complaints by countries like South Africa saying that they don't want to be damaged by these sanctions because they rely on these energy supplies.
And your question?
Yeah, the question is, do you see these sanctions to be unilateral and thereby illegal?
Well, there is no question that they're illegal. It is no one, I think, anymore seriously argues in the United States, except David Cohen and his posse of drafters and creators and fantasizers about the sanctions, as they continue to create more and more. And they'll introduce through Senator Kirk, as you know, more probably in early May. But of course, they're illegal. They're illegal because they're, frankly, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, they're war by another means against Iran. They target the civilian population for political purposes aimed at regime change and to influence certain policies of the government. That is very close to the definition of terrorism. When you target a civilian population, an unarmed civilian population, for political purposes. So I think we see evidence that increasingly these sanctions are being attacked and they're being found defective, not only in terms of international law, but American law. And as you know, the European Court ruled recently something very important that might be a basis for other legal action. The court said that the Bank Mellet and Sadero sanctions were illegal because the Americans did not show a nexus, a legal connection between the sanctions and the effects on those banks and the effect on nuclear development, whatever they're claiming. Well, if that's the case, imagine the civilian population of Iran. Let the American government and the supporters of the sanctions show how the people at the supermarket are supporting, and by their actions, the nuclear development. So I think we're entering an interesting phase where these sanctions are going to be challenged, and they're going to fall on the basis of their illegality under international humanitarian law. As you know, a huge, vast body of rules, principles, and laws that forbid the targeting of civilian populations. These directly by design target the civilian population. So I don't see them surviving that test for very much longer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Franklin Lam, international lawyer with us there from Beirut.